Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Mike Rowe is back with us, of course, Dirty Jobs host, and is continuing to award scholarships to students pursuing careers in skilled trade. What? Skilled trades? Why would you ever? And the Mike Works Foundation, and of course, his fabulous podcast, The Way I Heard It. Mike, how you doing?
Pretty great, man. Pretty great. It's an interesting time to be alive, and an interesting time to be standing in Baltimore, Maryland, where I am right now, looking out over the harbor,
you know,
assessing my many blessings.
We're just waiting for our jingle. That's all we're doing. You know, last time we had you on, you were going to do a jingle for us.
And we
donated $5,000 to your foundation, and we get nothing.
This is unforgivable. You're so right. I remember, look, a promise made is a debt unpaid. You know who Chuck is. He runs my life.
Yes.
Get up his butt, remind him, and I'll do it.
Listen,
I just wrote one for Manscaped, and I need to redeem myself as quickly as possible.
You know, you're so busy doing your sea shanties that you've forgotten all about the important work of our life. So,
God, look, I'm flawed. You've always known that, Randy. And, every time I talk,
hey,
magnifies my many shortcomings.
Listen, I was just listening to your podcast with Greg Gutfeld. Oh my gosh. You guys together, I mean, you're both great individually, but you should do a show together. It was just so fantastic. And your take on, because I just went through this, your take on standing in line at the airport for American Airlines. Is that nonsense?
It's all nonsense. I mean, you know, anytime you go to the airport, you're essentially participating in some sort of god-awful psychological experiment. I was just at National Airport yesterday on the moving sidewalk,
right,
and just trying to be a nice guy and politely suggest to the people who were on the moving sidewalk and just standing on it like it was a ride, right, at Disney World.
Right. It's like, look, waiting for their ticket.
It's just like, look, just stand to the right. I mean, if you see a moving sidewalk as an invitation to stop walking, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but yeah, everything at the airport is just another example of how polite society is slowly coming off the rails.
It's just so wrong. I was traveling with my daughter, and my daughter's got a water bottle that she put up into the, you know, the tiny compartment above her seat, and a guy that had stashed his laptop up there grabs his laptop, and he looks at her, and he goes, "Is that your water bottle?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "It got my laptop wet." I said, "Why did you put your laptop up top? I mean, what are we doing?"
Well, the guy sitting across the aisle from me had a mask on, and he looked at me before takeoff, and he handed me a mask, and he said, "Would you mind putting this on?" And I said, "Look, I mean, thank you for the offer,
yeah,
but I'm good." And he snatches it back, and he puts it on himself. So now he has two masks on. He's sitting here giving me the side eye of the whole trip. And I'm like, you know, there must be a playbook for this kind of thing. But if there is, I just haven't read it.
We're just all making it up. We're talking to Mike Rowe here on the National Defense. And, man, these scholarships that you give for skilled trades, it's so good. And I've seen a couple of them on your website, and you absolutely pegged the right people to give them to. But I got to tell you about a company that we're talking to about joining this program, and it's John Deere. And John Deere, you know, you do so much great work with veterans. They've got a program for veterans that as soon as they're 6 months before they transition out, they're going to train you to be absolutely free of charge to work for John Deere. Now, the only requirement is you have to buy your own tools from them, which I love that because you get some skin in the game. But, man, I had no idea what they were doing.
Well, look, I mean, that issue, work in general, but specifically building work-friendly on-ramps for returning service people.
Yeah.
It's really, really important. And, you know, I've worked with Caterpillar for years.
Sure.
But I would step up and speak on behalf of that initiative for John Deere simply because it has to inspire other companies to follow suit. That's really what we need. It's not
right.
John Deere can't do it alone. Everybody in that space ought to be doing their own version of some way to elevate the opportunities that exist within their companies, and specifically reaching out to the kind of folks you're talking about. I think it's a great example. So. Yeah. So give them my regards and wish
them
well.
Yeah, we're talking to Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe here in the National Defense and his podcast, The Way I Heard It. I don't know if you're having the same kind of issues that we are right now, Mike, with the actor's strike, but it's so ridiculous when they will send us actors to be interviewed and they say to us, you can ask them anything about anything except for the shows that they work on. And I go, what? What? Listen,
look again. It's you can't make it up. I mean, I can tell you for me, it's kind of a nuanced position. I've been in the Screen Actors Guild for 30 years, and I am sympathetic to the demands that are being made. However, you know, when I launched Dirty Jobs, I called the union and said, hey, great news, I finally have a show. And they were like, you can't do that show. Discovery's not a signatory. We forbid it. You do that show, we're going to throw you out. Yeah. And I said, guys, I can't not do this show simply because, right, there's no jurisdiction. But look, they draw a bright line. And I think that, in general, Randy, I'm just suspicious of cookie-cutter advice, and I'm not much of a joiner.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of flack for saying that out loud. But the truth is, we're not living in a one-size-fits-all society anymore. And I don't care what group you're in, whether it's a union, whether you're organized or not, the right to work and the importance of being able to pivot in the face of extraordinary circumstances, like, say, a lockdown, right?
Right.
It's a primal, fundamental right that we have. And so I say that with all due respect to unions, but in the end, it's the individual that is supreme.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, which I hate that term, but it's so true with what you're talking about, Mike. I mean, what's going to put food on my table for my family? And that's what kind of comes to. But why don't you go and solve the auto worker strike? Because
because honestly, I wouldn't know how to do it just tell them, look, we've got 2,000 people who have gone through the MicroWorks program who we've assisted with about $7 million in work ethic scholarships.
Wow.
I can tell you that probably 25, 30% of them are in some kind of trade union. The rest are not. I make no political distinctions.
Sure.
We're completely agnostic when it comes to the foundation. And I've scrupulously tried to keep myself from getting in between the knife fight and a phone booth that is labor versus management.
Right.
Because, it's a viable and an important conversation, but it's not the most important,
yeah.
Right? The most important thing to discuss is a balanced workforce. And the best way to get a balanced workforce is to elevate all jobs. And for years, we've been subject to stigmas and stereotypes and myths and misperceptions that keep people from pursuing skilled labor jobs. That has nothing to do with the union.
Right.
That has everything to do with guidance counselors and parents and perceptions. So until we get that straightened out, it's not really a union conversation. It's more about, do we want a balanced workforce, and do we want to elevate and celebrate all forms of work? The truth is, like in this world we're talking about, if you're in the plumber's union and you've got so much work that you can't come to somebody's house who needs you for 3 or 4 days, in a way, that's good for you, right? There's so much demand.
Right.
You can charge whatever you want, and you can set whatever hours you want. But you have to be able to step back, too, and say, look, do you want to live in a country where you can't get a plumber for 3 or 4 days, or an electrician?
Right.
That's what we're dealing with now.
You know what? He's always great. Mike Rowe, thank you so much. MikeRowe.org is where you can find it all and the Way I Heard It podcast. Go warm up the pipe for the jingle, and we will talk to you next time, my friend. Thank you so much.
Remind Chuck. I'm serious.
I'll do it.
D-minus, you know, D-plus attempt as soon as I can. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.